Hi guys, welcome to this week's episode of Reconcile the Podcast. My name is Natalie.
My name is Washera.
And we are so happy to have you guys tune in. Thank you so much for those people who comment and tell us that we are a blessing.
Yeah, for the feedback, both positive and negative.
Thank you so much for your feedback. Yeah. So if you are listening to us on Spotify, please make sure that you leave us a review and you follow us on Spotify. We are also on TikTok. TikTok is where it's at.
TikTok. TikTok. If you're not following us on TikTok, what are you doing?
Yeah, TikTok is where it is at. And we are also on YouTube. If you prefer to watch podcasts, we are also on YouTube. And where are we?
Instagram.
Oh yeah, and Instagram.
Yeah,
we are on Instagram. So thank you to every like, comment, share, and everything.
We really appreciate it.
So in this week, we are going to be talking about the thing about
Matthew 6:33. I almost forgot. But yeah, the thing about Matthew 6:33.
Yeah, so we are going to be talking about Matthew 6:33. Maybe you can read for us that verse.
Oh, are you sure you want me to read with my NIV, NIV. Bible? But
yes.
Yeah, Matthew 6:33. And it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
But seek first. Yeah. So, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we did our car research, and we are just here to share on some of the things that we, our Bible study, some of the things that God reveals to us when you are doing our Bible study.
Do you want to start or I start? I think I can begin.
Okay. Actually, I can begin.
Okay. Begin.
No, I can begin. I can begin because... It's so bad.
No.
Because I wanted to lay like a small foundation. Sorry. Because you're already going directly into the point.
Yeah.
Cindy,
yeah, yeah, actually,
oh, yeah. So
lay the foundation.
That's so selfish. Haya, I did my research.
You did your research.
I even have notes.
Pages and pages of notes.
A kingdom comes from the word king's domain. Okay. Can I get an amen?
Hallelujah. Amen.
So the kingdom of God, what it actually means is the rule, into bracket, the government, the reign or dominion, and the influence of God over all creation. So when God is telling us, seek ye first the kingdom of God, he's telling us, seek first my rule, seek first my reign, seek first my dominion and my influence over all creation. So in our workplace, when God is telling us, seek ye first the kingdom, it means seek first my, in your workplace, seek first my rule, seek first my dominion in your workplace. Yeah, that's
the foundation.
That's the foundation, actually.
King's
domain. Yeah.
Nice.
So every kingdom has a king. Every kingdom has an every kingdom has its own constitution. Our country has, we have our own rules. We have our own constitution, a guideline on how we are supposed to live in our country.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can take it away.
So Matthew 6:33, we've had this before. I don't know. Naturally, I think you've said this, where like, if you see therefore, but is like a contradicting.
Yeah. It's a contrast.
Word. It like a contrast. So we need to go. I think we begin from Matthew 6:25. Do not worry. So therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you drink, about your body, what you will wear. And here, because this was Jesus speaking, like he is so intentional with telling us, don't you, like from verse 28, don't worry about clothes. See how the flowers of the field grow. If God can clothe the grass of the field, how much more us?
And you're in the gay, Peter.
Oh,
yeah. Nindege, wase nindege. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
okay, sorry, you can continue.
Uh-huh. Okay, so yeah. So if we've had this before, where if we're saying, but therefore, these are things that maybe and, you know, we've learned this in English, where and in a joint two sentences that agree, but is like a contrast, therefore is a continuation. So for this, when he says, when Jesus says, but seek ye first, so we need to go back and see what was he saying before. And before in verse 25, Matthew 6:25 to like 32, he's saying, do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? And he says, look at the birds of the air, look at the grass of the field, look at the birds, you know, all these things that he cares for. If he, for example, in verse 30, where he says, if that is how much God clothes the grass of the fields, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? And this is just how, I remember I was listening to a sermon, I think by, I'm not sure, is it Apostle Emmanuel Irene? I'm not sure. But he was saying how, oh, actually I think it was Dunsin, I'm not sure, guys. But he was saying that the devil sometimes wants to blind us. We've talked about this in another episode, or we're going to talk about it, where the devil wants to blind our eyes to back to this low life. We're saying how, as Christians, we live such a low life. A low life. A life where you're fasting 40 days and 40 nights for a car. You're fasting a whole... You're literally denying yourself food for something that is supposed to follow you because you are a kingdom seeker. I don't mean the church, but like you are seeking the kingdom of God. These things, imesema, these things will be added unto you. They will be given to you as well. So we are living such a low life when we are seeking the things that are supposed to be seeking us. Our work is to seek the kingdom. Our work is to seek the dominion, the kingdom of God, his righteousness. And these things, they're supposed to follow us. So when Jesus is telling us, and Jesus is so smart because he knew all things. Akisema, do not worry about what you will eat. He knew that there is a level, as believers, we are supposed to ascend higher than the normal life that we live right now. Oh God, I'm worried about what I'm gonna, you know, my exams, I'm worried about my rent, I'm worried. And these things are so, like, it might seem like we're being mean right now because maybe someone is watching and because surely I still don't have food at the end of the day. But God is saying, don't worry about these things. Have you tried to, because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Have you tried to diligently seek him and failed? Have you? Because the Bible literally says, I've never seen your children begging for bread. I've never seen your children. The first part of the verse.
I've forgotten that part. David said that he has never seen the righteous forsaken nor their children begging for bread.
So for this, when we say about seeking first the kingdom of God, we need to realize that, which I know you're going to talk about, but it is a present tense. It's a present continuous, actually, article. Like, seeking is a present thing that we need to do. And we are not seeking these things. You're not running after things that are... It's like...
Temporary things.
Yeah. Like, nikama, as a girl, you want to be chasing after boys. That's not the kingdom principle about marriage, about relationships. It's the same way with the things that we are chasing. Fame, money, nini. And these are not even, they're those innocent things. Like rent.
Yeah.
You know, you want children.
Yeah.
You want nini, you want a house. You want this. These are things that are supposed to, marriage. These are things that are supposed to follow us when we are seeking
the kingdom
of God.
Yeah.
So Jesus, he knew what he was saying. He was in a tongue day. He ate. Gen Z lingo, he knew what he was saying when he said, "Do not worry about the flowers. If grass kitu yenye leo iko kwa shamba kesho imetupwa kwa moto. If I can take care of that, how much more you?
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that we need to realize, that when we're saying about seeking the kingdom of God,
yeah,
it is somewhere where we need to come up higher. We're not just seeking, like, we've, should I repeat this story? Well, that one for Apostle Lubega.
You can.
You can repeat. Where he was telling a story of how there were two people praying.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a prayer cache or something.
Mm-hmm.
So one person is praying like very vigor and everything. Lord, give me 300,000. Oh, Lord, I'm asking for 300,000. And this other guy is like, bro, I don't know come the other guy was Apostle Lubega, but it was like, you're wasting our time, our ear, our space. What are your bank details? I send you this 300,000 okay. Because ask, we are asking for nations. Ask, we are asking for the revival of, you know, revival to break out in this land and everything. And that's the kind of, it's like the devil puts like scales on our eyes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, you're poor. You're seeking God and you're poor. Ask him for this. Ask him for this. Yet God is like, if we were living the normal average life of a Christian, we wouldn't, you know, as much as prosperity gospel is misplaced, it is, there's truth to that. Because God does not, like, God is a good father. He does not want us to suffer. Certainly, he'll be like, oh, Natalie, you've served me for so long, but you don't deserve to have this. I don't want you to have this. I'm punishing you. You're gonna be single for 400 years.
God forbid. Like
God forbid. But that is not the nature of God. That is not the character of God. So sometimes the enemy wants to blind our eyes and to have us concentrating on this things. It's like giving a dog, like nikama kuipea mboga. Yet that dog is a carnivorous animal. But here you are unaipea sukuma wiki na inakula, because it does not know that its nature is not it's not the nature of a herbivore. It is the nature of a carnivore. So its nature is that of a it's carnivorous.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be eating meat. Yet iko hapo tu na mamboga hata maziwa. And you're like, that is how the devil wants to kutudanganyililia na these small things. And that is what seeking the kingdom of God for me means. That it's not about this, these other things. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about God and God alone. And the things that are gonna follow me, the things that should follow me, will follow
they
me.
Will.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've reminded me of a verse that my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And because again, we live in a generation where people don't go into the Bible for themselves. You have people seeking out things that should actually follow them.
Yeah.
It's already in God's word.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already in God's word. Yeah. So I've defined what the kingdom of God means. So the Bible goes ahead to tell us that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So what is this righteousness that Matthew is talking about? So we all know the righteousness that comes the moment that we get born again. We already receive a right standing with God just by virtue of us accepting Jesus. But beyond this right standing that we immediately get, there's something more. Like, righteousness is not just about the right standing that you have received, but it's where we begin from. So righteousness is how I define it is right thinking, right living, basically walking in rightness before God. So in my thoughts, in my actions, in my everything, by the grace of God, walking in that rightness. So one of the ways I can give, like just a random example I can give is corrupt, like bribes. When you receive a bribe, you're not walking in rightness with God. You're righteous, but you're not walking in rightness. You're not walking here. Imagine. Stella Olidua.
Oh my God,
the
guys.
Glass almost fell.
Okay.
So that's the definition of righteousness. Sawa. So can I go into my point?
Which is about righteousness.
But seek.
Can I add something about
righteousness? You can.
Um, what you've said about working with God.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of going on here. But the righteousness of God, we've talked about this in another episode where we are saying that we are the righteousness
of God, God in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. So we are seeking out this righteousness.
5:21. Huh? I was trying to remember which verse it is.
Okay. We are seeking out this righteousness of God, yet we are not at the same time trying to be self-righteous. So we
it's
know
by
that
the grace of God.
Yeah, it's not by our works. So it's not like, oh, I'm a...
It's not by?
Our works.
You remember what I was telling you about works? Like how? Okay, but it's going to come into this second. You see, I feel like sometimes when we... Okay, I get what you mean. Mm-hmm. But I feel like sometimes when we say it's not by our works, which is true, it makes us... It makes a lot of people become lazy.
Yeah. No, let me
but
let
I get
me
you. I'll just
let me explain.
Throwing a spam.
What I mean by it's not by our works, meaning, yes, it's good to read the Bible. It's good to live a kind life. It's good to give to the poor. It's good to give to the needy and all that. But that is not what makes you righteous. That's
yeah,
my point.
It's not our works like, apart from grace. Works.
Yes, apart from grace.
Yeah.
It is the grace of God that alone. Yeah? So, my point was that... When we're saying about the righteousness of God, I was giving, which example did I give you?
About
the righteousness of God.
I can't remember. When did you give me?
Oh, it's like saying, Natalie, it's like God saying, Natalie, you are a mighty man of war.
Oh.
It does not necessarily mean that you
mighty
are a
woman.
Mighty
woman. I'm joking. Mighty man of
gender
war.
Gender equality.
jokes.
But it's like God saying you are a mighty man of war. Let me just say man.
It's okay.
Mighty man of war. It's like God saying, yeah, you are a mighty man of war.
Uh-huh.
It does not necessarily mean that you are a mighty man of war.
Mm-hmm.
Like God, because
in
God,
reality.
In reality. Because God sees beyond what you think you are.
Yeah,
so when he says, Washera, you are blessed, even when you don't feel blessed, you are blessed.
Yeah.
So when he says that you are a mighty man of war, you need to come up higher in that mightiness, man of war.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get, I hope Nani get, like when he says that you are the righteousness of God, you need, your life needs to prove that truly God is not lying when he says, I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So when we're talking about seeking the righteousness of God, the righteousness is there already. It is, yes, you're seeking, but what are you seeking? You are coming up higher in that righteousness.
Yeah.
Like you are growing, sort of growing into. Ni kama venye wazazi parents kitambo, they used to buy us.
Wanakununulia kiatu kubwa.
Asma hii na itafika di
uniform
standard 8. So you're there, you're in class
saving
one.
Saving money.
It's like, yeah, you have to grow into, you have to grow into that, your life.
Yeah.
How you live your life, you're not taking bribes, you're not doing these things that you know the Lord. Because the kingdom of God has rules.
Yeah.
Like any other government,
there's
there are rules.
Constitution.
There's a constitution.
Yeah.
So you're living by the constitution. Your life is proving that truly God is not lying because God is not a liar.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to, your life is supposed to prove that truly God is not lying when he is saying that I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus.
That's true. Okay.
But seek.
Sawa. So, when I was reading this, the Bible starts by saying, but seek first. So, I don't know if I should just... So, we live in a generation. We live in a generation. But it's true. Okay, they do. People actually do. Anyway, let me first read what I had written. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, the Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. So now, when I really thought about that statement, that's one of the verses that came to mind. That seeking first the kingdom of God requires participation. It requires me to put my hand to the plow. That's a verse in Luke chapter 9.
That verse.
Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. So, looked, so this was Jesus here is talking about the cost of discipleship. Mm. So there's disciples who come to him, and then one is like, God is like, follow me. And then they all have different excuses. And then towards the end, actually at the end, Jesus is like, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Seeking first the kingdom of God requires me to actually put in the work.
Mm.
It's not gonna fall on my, I don't know. I just feel like, maybe I am, I still have traces of it, but like there's a lazy Christianity. You think that it's not actually a big deal, but seeking, that's my job. Mm. I will do my best because I know it is paying me a salary. And that is, that is salary.
Let's blame it on the food.
That salary is gonna do so many things for me.
Yeah.
I will seek that man because I know
Hallelujah.
I need a husband
or someone to protect me.
Like, you see, like we are so violent when it comes to seeking these things, but when it comes to seeking the things of God, we're just like, I can be chill about it.
Or even we are so like violent to seeking the towards seeking the kingdom of God for things.
So, and you see, that's such a lie. Like
it's a low life.
Yeah, it's such a low life. Anyway, so we are so violent when it comes to seeking out these things because you can see the reward. But when it comes to seeking out the kingdom of God, when it comes to the praying, the putting in the work in our Christianity, we think that, like, if I force myself, I'm being legalistic. Now it's turned into works. So that's why I said, what really is this works? Seeking first the kingdom requires me and my, it requires me to put in the dirty work. I've been reading a book. It's called The Joy of Following Jesus. And that author has really been transforming my mind because I feel like the Christianity that is preached nowadays is such a soft Christianity. So people tend to conceal the cross rather than, you see, when, if Jesus was a pastor in our church right now, okay, let me not use our church. If Jesus was a pastor in another church and the teachings, like the teachings that we receive these days and the teachings of Jesus in the word are so different, so different. Because now we teach an aesthetic Jesus. We teach a motivational Jesus. But Jesus was, the teachings of Jesus, hardly the disciples were like, this is so hard. But even in that being hard, it took some people away, but then it also motivated others to seek him, like to put in the work and just be like, you know what, for this man or for this kingdom, it just feels like something is greater. I will actually wake up and pray. Now even Paul says that I pray in tongues more than all of you. In another verse, Paul says that I make my body a slave. Like I don't subject myself to my body, or rather I put it under subjection to me. So tuseme nikifast kwanza saizi, by the time this video is out, we'll be done with our, it's just a Daniel fast. And actually I remember I told you, I don't know if I told you, but there was one time I was coming home from town and I was feeling so tired. But then I was like, okay, I've not, you see how, like, obviously when you're fasting, you're not supposed to just now see hunger strike. You're told to read your Bible, take time to pray. So when I was coming back home, I was like, should I listen to a sermon? Should I pray? Am I just go and sleep? Then in that moment, I was like, let me just listen to a sermon. And that was the best choice I made that day. And it hit me that my faith and me seeking first the kingdom of God is an active choice mm. that I have to make. No one is gonna make that choice for me. Mm. It is something that I have to work at it. And again, it's not work by at works. Mm. It's not apart from the grace of God. It is because the Lord has provided grace for me to seek him. He says in his word, you will seek me in Jeremiah chapter 29. You will seek me and you will find me. Mm. So we can't just sit down and sleep and then expect osmosis. We know the word of God. We can't just sit down and sleep and then expect people are gonna get healed. Yeah. We can't just sit down and eat and do everything and expect like the kingdom of God is gonna come down on this earth. Yeah. God is seeking people to partner with him. Question is, will I rise up when they're in heaven asking, who will we send?
Mm.
Will I rise up to that occasion and be like, God, I will deny myself and seek first your kingdom because I want to be a sent one.
Mm.
Yeah, like it's we need to, I need to stop being lazy.
Okay, we are so
I need
lazy.
To stop being lazy.
Ourselves included, guys. We are so lazy because, hey, like we need to realize, like when we're saying taking the kingdom of God, I like how what you said about violence. And it's not that violence, how you keep beating people. Ah, tokeni nene ni some Bible.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of, I'm running waste your time. It's not that kind of, it's like an aggression. Actually, let me read. Psalms, the book of Psalms. Liskia watu wa CG City Lighters. I saw that TikTok where this girl was like, hey guys, I went to CG City Lighters. You saw it? And then
I think so.
I was saying Psalms. I left when I remember. It's not the book. It's not Psalms. It's just the book of Psalms. I'm like, anyway, Psalms 132.
Mm.
It says, this is my favorite verse so far.
Mm.
Lord, remember David and all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed.
Mm.
I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. Till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
Mm.
And I feel this is the heart of David concerning finding. And I know here he was looking for a physical place. He wanted to build.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I think about this.
He wanted to build the temple.
Yeah. Let's finish sentences, guys. He wanted to build the temple for God. But because of all that he had done, he was like, no, he could, your son is going to build it for me.
Mm.
But this is what I think about when I think about the oomph, how do I call it? The eagerness, the fire, the hunger that we need to have when we are seeking first the kingdom of God. It's this man was like, I will not. And even today in our lives, we still, like, that is how I was interpreting and praying that verse to God. I was like, God, I will not let sleep enter my eyes. I will not go into my bed. I will not rest until I find you a resting place in my heart. Until I become that physical, I carry your physical presence with me. And we said, a secret place and then you go to school. No. When you're seeking the kingdom of God, it is with this eagerness, this hunger, this fire, that is what you're saying about violence. Like it's aggression, but it's not really aggression. Like it's just, I will not rest until I find you, God.
Mm.
Because as Christians, we are lazy. Mm. We want to be like, I don't feel like reading my... We're actually talking about these feelings.
It's not about feelings.
It's not about whether I feel like I should read the Bible or not. It's not about whether I feel like sleeping. Though, even for myself, I have chosen sleep.
Yeah, of course.
Which...
We
are growing because you know, like, hey, you know, you should be praying, you should know, you should be fasting from a certain thing, but hey, I don't feel like it, guys. It's not about what you feel like doing.
Paul didn't choose when he was saying, I make my body a slave. He didn't, it's not something joyous, it's not something fun. But he says, he makes it a slave so that even him, like having taught everybody, pitwe, he knows, aneza pitwa. Aneza fika po kwa gila mtu hapo mbinguni amefunguliwa mlango. Jesus, the last person ingia, Jesus, anatry kuingia hivi. God is like, whoop.
I'm sorry. You didn't make the cut.
You didn't make the cut.
Guys,
you didn't make the cut.
this is the kind of hunger, the kind of eagerness that we need to seek the kingdom of God with. Like, it's not, I feel like doing it today. And I like what you said about continuous. Like, it's something that you're doing. I feel like one thing I used to tell my friends is that when you're saying every single day, you have to wake up and choose Jesus. You have to wake up and choose to seek him. You have to wake up and pick up yourself. Deny your flesh. Take up your cross and follow Jesus each and every single day. So it's not a matter of, leo I'm seeking him, kesho I'm not seeking him, kesho I'm seeking another person, kesho I'm seeking a man, leo I'm seeking him. Like, you know, it has to be consistent.
Yeah, God help us, okay?
God help us. Let me read another verse. Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 4. It says, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. There's another part that says, in, I think in KJV, it says, to inquire in his temple. And this is, I feel like, if this was, yeah, this is David. Yani, he had reached a point where he is dwelling in the house of the Lord so much, he is inquiring. Like, when I think about inquiring in the temple of the Lord, like, God, I feel like that is what I used to imagine David. Like, he is dwelling so much in God. Hadi, he is like, God, what is this? Like, so imagine if it's us, like, God, what was Paul trying to say? Akisema, there is a thorn in my flesh. What was Paul trying to say? Akisema, when he's saying that, he was beating his flesh, like he was subjecting his body.
You know, making it a slave.
Yeah, yeah. Making it a slave. Like, when we are saying that we are seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, we are dwelling in the presence of God so much that we are seeing the beauty, gazing on the beauty of the Lord and seeking him in his temple. We are there each and every single day.
So have you ever eaten something that you didn't like at first, but then as you continued eating...
sushi for some people.
So did you like sushi in the beginning?
I feel like I've always loved sushi, but like, for some people...
Even from the beginning?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Even from the beginning, you've always loved it. So okay, I'm asking, have you ever eaten something that... in the beginning you didn't like, but then as you continuously ate it, you enjoyed it later?
Not for me, but for some people, sushi.
Okay, true. So people usually give that as an example. Like, in the beginning, it's disgusting. But then the more you...
What is?
Sushi.
Oh.
The more you eat it, you actually enjoy it. And I feel like it's the same for seeking. At first, it's okay, not even at first. it's not fun. It's not easy. But then... reading the Bible or praying becomes an acquired, like you acquire the taste and then you start enjoying it. You start loving it. Yeah. Reference Eva so many times, Romans chapter 15 verse 4, it says that these things, everything that is in the Bible, and actually not even everything that is in the Bible, but you can look at it as everything in the Bible, but I believe Paul was referring to the Old Testament. He says that these things were written before for our learning. So when it comes to seeking first the kingdom of God, you have people like in Hebrews chapter 11, which we talked about in another video, these people, the Bible records that they longed for something even better. Paul the apostle, he says somewhere that he says somewhere that, oh, in Philippians chapter 3 verse 7, that he counts all things as a loss for the knowledge of Christ. The disciples who later became apostles, they just knew we cannot turn back. And the beauty of, so why I've brought that is because it gets better. It gets better. Like, the more we continue to seek God, the more we continue to actively participate. Because a relationship is not just built with one person. Mm-hmm. It's two people. So God has played and is playing his part, and we also have a part to play. So I feel like mimi nilikuwa tunashinda nikisema, oh, I desire to grow in my relationship with God, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But that desire has to stop being a desire. It has to become me putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
It has to become me putting in the work. Mm. Because when we say, okay, I desire to grow my relationship with God, itabaki tu hapo.
What are you doing about it?
Ni kama saizi, okay, right now I don't desire it, but kuna time nilikuwa ni desire kukua like fit. Inabaki tu hapo, but I need to actively put my hand to the plow and decide, God, I'm going to do this. Mm. I will do this with you. Help me. Mm. Of course, because it starts with him and by his grace. The next thing I'll say is I had, I don't know which pastor, it was Pastor Apostle, Apostle Arome said, we need to learn to follow the instructions of God that weaken our flesh. So he said that the disciple or the person who learns to follow this instructions that weaken the flesh is actually the spiritual man. So the mark of a true spiritual man is the one who is led of the spirit and not of the flesh. Bring it back to our faith is a choice. We have, so when you feel like sleeping, you're just like, okay, should I sleep or should I take time in the word? When you feel like eating, you're like, okay, should I eat or should I probably go give this money to? Because you see, seeking first the kingdom is not just about reading the Bible and prayer. It's about giving. It's about walking in obedience. It's about being showing love and mercy. Like, it's a lot of things. Yeah. And the beauty is, the more we look at Jesus, the more we are transformed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that when it comes to that statement in itself, but seek, I was like, you know what? It requires me putting in the work. So I hope you guys feel encouraged the same way, that God has provided the grace for you to seek him. Because our relationship begins with him. He's the one who draws us first. And then he's provided everything that we need for us to know him and to get to, like, build our relationship with him.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So maybe we can go to how to seek.
There's what we've talked about, which is now the reading your Bible, which we have talked about in another episode, that we building a relationship with God. I think that's the third episode, so if you haven't watched it, you can go ahead and watch it, which is just now, I feel, laying the foundation of how to even seek. Because it is, like, that's the basics. Reading the word, worship music, worshiping God, prayer, you know, like, because it is now through the reading of the word that you get to see, oh, God says, help those who are in need, which is a part of him. Like, as you said, a government or there are rules. There's a constitution, there are a set of rules that are, and the Bible actually says that, the one who loves me is he who obeys my commands. So you cannot be here seeking the kingdom of God yet you're not obeying his commands. Because what are you seeking then? You get. So it is through reading of the word that you get to see, oh, but this is the mind of God concerning this matter. And that is now the active seeking of God. Do you have, like, set points on it?
Aside from, may I just say, obedience. I think that's just something that I am learning. Imagine, just learn to obey God. Even if you're not sure it's God's voice, okay, unless maybe it's a relationship, but if God probably just prompts you, go pray for that person, just do it. Just that's do not it. A bad thing. Just do it. Like, I think we just need to be quick to obey when God is telling Natalie, do this. I do it.
We need to actually have
obedience is key. God says, in First Samuel, I don't know whether it was chapter 17. Samuel is one who said, God desires obedience more than sacrifice. Like, obedience to God is such a big thing. So the small things or the big things that God is telling you, obey.
Mm.
I feel like that's one way, that's a way that we can seek his rulership, seek his administration. Mm. And this, and there are things that God doesn't have to tell you so that you obey.
Yep.
You don't need 20 confirmations to ati I need a confirmation. Is this, should I be sleeping with this man or not? Don't.
Yeah.
It's in his word.
There's this thing I saw by Joshua Selman, Apostle Joshua Selman. He was saying, you know, you've seen it. You know, ati you're here asking, I don't know, ati you're asking the apostle, should I be in a relationship with a man who is not nini? And you're here waiting for God to say, siji, no. But I'm here, I'm saying, I speak siji as siji, a man of God. No. And that relationship, like that is how
yeah,
we are. So,
that things
like,
that are
things
obvious.
That are obvious. Like, kuna, there are things that are common sense. You want to argue about sexual, nini? Sexual, yeah. Whatever, purity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to argue about whether or not you should be, you know, touchy-touchy with a man, yet you know,
yeah.
Like there are things that, you know, there's this verse, this Galatians, where it says that the acts of the flesh are obvious. When I first saw that obvious, I was like, whoa, I have never seen obvious. Like it's obvious. It's obvious. You should not be doing that. Yet as Christians, sometimes you want to be like, you know, we want to be gray about things that are black and white.
Let me say something on that. And this is not to say we are perfect.
Yes, we're.
For sure. Hey, you guys, we should go watch your episode, yeah, Purity and Secret
Yeah,
Scene.
We've also done an episode on Purity.
We're in episode January.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that the righteous may fall 7 times. The righteous may fall, but God picks them up 7 times. I can't remember.
He falls 7 times, but God.
God, yeah, God still picks them up. Back to just everything being a choice. So even in our falling, it's up to us to wake up and then say, our pastor told us, our reverend told us, because now as we are currently in a season of fasting, in January, and the reverend was like, okay, sasa mkikula, okay, acha ni paraphrase, like mkikula nyama, sasa si ati sasa useme, okay, sasa juu nimekula, acha tu for the next 21 days, nisikule. He's like, no, you just say, okay, fine, this has happened, I can come back up and continue the journey looking forward. Not, you don't look forward and then, I feel like we should strive to always look forward. Okay, you fall and move on. That sounds so harsh.
Yeah.
But like just, okay, fine, this has happened. Lord, help me. Forgive me. Then repent. Walk. Just walk the journey.
Yeah.
So, even,
I feel like I've been in times where, I don't know if I've told you, but...
You've told me.
Anyway, where I've been like... having like seasons, episodes in my life where I'm just, I don't want to read the Bible. I'm just, there's that kind of laziness that comes. And I feel like we should, I don't know, did you experience that when you like were starting out?
I still do. No, I don't, Nini. I'm trying. Yeah.
I feel like it gets better with time. But
it
especially
gets
as you're beginning, you're always gonna, the spirit of laziness, lazima itakukujia, you're always gonna feel, oh my God, I don't want to do this. Or you've been consistent 2 days. The third day, it's a struggle. And we need to, like, okay, so when it was happening to me, I was just like, God. So then at the third day, maybe I've read the Bible, I've prayed, I'm on fire, day one, day two, day three, I'm already, God, man, say, I don't feel like doing this anymore. And I used to want to be so caught up in that moment. So I find myself day three, day four, day five, I'm still thinking about whether or not I should go back to reading the Bible, you know. And I think as Christians, sometimes we're usually so
we
caught up in that
there,
moment.
Just there.
Like, that is what the grace... That is what the grace covers. Like, you've been covered. You don't need to condemn yourself. Even Christ himself is not... If Christ is not condemning you, who are you? Who do you think you are to condemn yourself? So we are so caught up in that circle of, oh my God, I'm not worthy, blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever. Just go before the Lord. Ask him to forgive you. Repent and move forward.
Yeah.
So even for me and for someone who is maybe... he or she is still struggling with, you know, reading your Bible. You're still there trying to get the basics. Not really the basics, because it's... the thing actually, you're trying to get it right. You don't need to, you've not read your Bible today, you've not prayed, you've broken your fast, you've slept with someone you knew you were not supposed to do it, you've cheated, you've lied. Like, don't be like, oh, nisha aribu, I'm not worthy, and go beat yourself up. Isuriyote isha. Mi ata God anipendi, like, God sana nena, like, I'm this bad person. No, like, you need to just humble yourself before the Lord. And that is what knowing, the message of grace, that is what knowing what grace is. That God is like, he's still with his, Kush loves to say, our pastor loves to say that God is always looking at us with those emojis, like love eyes, love whatever, love hearts on the eyes. I know you know that emoji. Mm. And that is now God. Even when you've fallen 7 times, that is still the heart of God. Mm. Come. He's like, come. No, I know you've fallen, but come. Ni kama mtoto ku ride baiskeli. Like, that child will fall.
Yeah.
He will fall again. He will fall. But as a parent, you're just like, no, try again.
Yeah.
Try again. Dust yourself. Unam dust. Dust yourself.
Mm.
And then you're back again. So even for anyone that is still feeling like, oh my God, I'll never get it right. And even for us as well, say it to Mefika. Myself, we still struggle with
reading. Meaning you go Mefika and you go mbinguni.
I know. Well, but that is why we are even talking about these things, to let you know, not because we are talking about them from a point of perfection and being like we've got it all. No, it's from a point of, guys, we are in this together, but there still are coming up higher that we need to do in terms of seeking the kingdom of God, because we are seeking it with our minds focused, our minds set on the things that are above, which is a dunia tutaziacha huku. That's because, like, you're asking God for a house that you will live. So you ask God for something else. Something
a house
that
for missionaries.
I know. Something that will further the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Ask God for the lives of your children. Ask God for the lives of your family. Mm-hmm. Because actually, I love saying this quote, that the only thing we can take to heaven with us is other people.
Mm.
You can't take these things that you, we are so caught up seeking, oh, cars, oh, nini.
Mm.
The only thing we can take to heaven is our fellow friends. Ask God for their lives. Ask God to restore their lives. You know, I hope it has made sense for you guys. Do you feel like you want to hear
that? So I have a testimony from my seeking the kingdom first. It's just a story about how God provided. So I remember when I was around 18, 19, I told God, please, like, I want to learn how to live by faith. And what actually I was reading then was the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Like, on so many pieces, Bible was not that the just shall live by faith. So I was like, okay, there's some Indian in my life. I feel like I'm catching it faster than other areas. So I told God, teach me how, what it means to live by faith financially. Then I made a prayer because I was like, okay, my parents already provide for me everything that I need. So I don't know what it means to live by faith financially. So I told him, teach me. So after some time, I was walking and then I had God so clearly. Also, before this relevance and what there is or there was, I don't know. There was the mother. There is the mother, which is reconciled there. So there's reconcile the pond's mother, which is now reconcile and a part of brand that started way, I don't know when, say many years ago. So I remember he laid it on my heart when I was like, okay, so I was so zealous for God, what can I do, etc. So he laid the idea on my heart and I had him so clearly. And one of the things that I believe I had so clear was, the money is not going to come from your parents. And this was actually after some time when I told him I want to live by faith. I just knew the money is not going to come from my parents. So again, time passes, kidogo. And then I was in a season, in that season I was building a friendship with one of my closest friends. So I remember the mom, there's this thing that God has said on my heart. Oh, what? So Nimambia to your story crash, like it ended there. I wasn't looking for anything, like there was just nothing. I just shared, Ike share trouble. And then one time, steamers, it was my potter, thank you, that steamers born my potter. So I had actually slept on that seat. There's a seat here, so I'd slept there. And then I woke up, I just checked my phone like this. You have received X amount of money. It was the exact amount of money that I needed for the distance now. I think even texted. I was like, bruh, what is this? What is this? And then, yeah, you know, when you shared that story with me, I really, like, I feel so tugged in her heart to just, like, listen. Yeah, to just, I was so shocked. And you see, when we seek God's kingdom, and it's not the first time that God has done these things to me, like, so when I just need something, and I know it's his will, you know, I testify after testimony after testimony like this. So it's just an encouragement. When we seek first God's kingdom, he provides. He does everything. And that's why in another video, I don't know when it will come out, he said, our faith has to be aligned to God's will. And when our faith is aligned to God's will, and results, like there's a, have at least, I did do this, a production of results. But results come, like, yeah, there's results. So I hope you guys are encouraged by this episode. I know we've obviously not talked about everything, but we can never talk about it here, maybe. We can, that's why, okay, it's always an invitation. You go talk to God, hear what God has to say. It's here until to, yeah, let him continue to speak to you about seeking first the kingdom, not worrying about the things of this world, because he said, he will, like, he, Jesus tells us, don't, like, why are you worrying? Why are you worrying? If he dresses the lilies of the field, he even said that not even Solomon, one of the greatest kings in the world, not even Solomon was arrayed like one of the, like his glory would not match up the glory of this lilies in the field. Yeah, so, and I said, just for your good, just that it is not sought in one day.
It's a process.
Yeah, it's a process, so
instead of making sure, just go like no says,
start the joy today. Issue for us, start again.
Start
a thing, get it safe. Yeah, I actually had and I really changed my mind because I beat myself so much. I was like, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting the habit of things. And then I had John Hyper say that, okay, before I even say what John Hyper said, there's this thing that usually goes around that God has accounted for all of your mistakes. Like when he died for you and when he called you, he accounted for everything. But still, this is not something I'm telling myself. When God chose me and called me, he knew that, Natalie, you will make it. Like, if he knew I wouldn't make it, he wouldn't call me. Like, there's no point of, that's how I got it. Like, there's no point of wasting his energy into trying to conform it to the image of Jesus Christ. Now, anajua, okay, this is just my thought. Now, anajua, I will not make it. So God knows that he has accounted for everything, and he knows that, fine, Natalie will drop the ball like 20 million times, but still, I will lift her up. So the thing that John Piper said was, when we're doing our Bible study, when we're seeking first the kingdom through prayer, through worship, through reading the word, you might go a whole 2 weeks even without doing it. You might even go a whole month, or even 2 months, I don't know. But you might go a long period of time without doing these things. But he said, you can start again now. You can start in this moment now, you might do it.
In this moment now,
you like stop looking at what happened the past 15 minutes. Don't worry about the next 15 minutes. Now you can do it. Yeah. So yeah, thank you. You have anything?
No.
Okay. So thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you for listening to us. We pray that this, we're praying for the growth on this podcast and even our own personal growth. In our listeners, that beyond you just listening, something is happening inside you and causing you to see first the kingdom in your life, in your area of calling, at your workplace, in school, wherever you are. So, templates. Yep. By the way, thank you for your word. Thank you because you tell us that we should seek first your kingdom, and you should not worry about these things, because when you seek first your kingdom, you will take care of us. So thank you, God, for each and every person who has listened, who will listen. We thank you, God, even for their hearts. We pray for increase. My God, we thank you for this production. Thank you for reconcile. We thank you because this is your heart. And we pray and believe for increase, my God, in our lives and even in the lives of people. May you be purified. May we be disciples. May we be learners for your glory and for your honor, Lord. In Jesus' name, and believe. Amen. See you next week. And that's the thing about Matthew 6:33. So thank you. Bye.